I wanted to hate everybody who hated me, and I wanted to fight everybody who fought with me. And, you know, the eye for an eye concept. And I think that's when my parents decided to take me to India and give me the opportunity to live with grandfather. And when we traveled somewhere outside, there would be thousands of people lined across the routes just to pay homage to him. I learned lots of lessons from him. We came back to South Africa, and a month later, we heard the news of his assassination. So it was quite a shock.
Mr. Gandhi, I was reading your website, and one sentence in particular struck me. It said that your grandfather taught you to, quote, understand nonviolence through understanding violence.
Yeah, I think that's a very important aspect because, you know, when we talk about violence, we only think about the physical violence, the beatings and murders and rapes and all the wars and all of these physical manifestations of violence. We don't pay much attention to the non-physical or the passive violence that we all commit all the time, every day, sometimes unconsciously. And he made me realize this by doing introspection. And the way I had to do this introspection was to build a genealogical tree of violence, with violence as the grandparent and physical violence and passive violence as the two branches. And every day I had to examine everything that I had experienced during the day and put them down on that tree. And the way I could figure out what is passive violence was to ask myself the question, if somebody were to do this to me, would I feel hurt by it or would I feel helped by it? And if I came to the conclusion that I would feel hurt, then that would be passive violence. And when I did this introspection, I was amazed that within a few months, I was able to fill up a whole wall in my room with acts of passive violence. And that is when he showed the connection between the two. He said, we commit passive violence all the time, every day, consciously and unconsciously. And that generates anger in the victim, and the victim then resorts to physical violence to get justice. Because that's what justice has come to mean today. We have to revenge, we have to make somebody pay for what's happened to us. And so it is passive violence that fuels the fire of physical violence. So logically, if we want to put out that fire of physical violence, we have to cut off the fuel supply. And since the fuel supply comes from each one of us, we have to become the change that we wish to see in the world. You know, this is a subject that I can go on talking for hours on.
Mr. Gandhi, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for your time and safe travels.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your show.